From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. The Securities and Exchange Commission disclosed yesterday that hackers got into one of its computer systems last year. The SEC says the hackers may have used the information they accessed to make illegal stock trades. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has been following this. Marielle, what do we know about this hack?
So the SEC has a database that allows people, investors, journalists, anyone really, to search through the financial reports released by public companies. Internally, this database also holds some non-public data, like records of the investigations the agency is working on. In a statement yesterday, the SEC said hackers breached this database last year, got access to some of that non-public data, and may have used it to illegally buy and sell stocks.
How? May have used this data how exactly?
Well, the agency didn't say exactly what happened in this case, but it gave some examples of the risks it faces. So let's say hackers found out the SEC was getting ready to bring an enforcement action against a public company. The hackers could then buy and sell that company's stocks at the right time to make money. I mean, remember the Back to the Future movies? Biff Tannen, the villain, gets a hold of a sports almanac from the future, and it predicts that, for instance, the Cubs are going to win the World Series. He ends up making bets and getting rich off that knowledge. It's kind of like that, except without the time travel.
What happens next?
The SEC is still investigating this. It's known about the hack for a while, but just found out in August the hackers may have made illegal trades off the data. The agency didn't say who may have been behind the hack.
All right, Marketplace's Marielle Segarra, thank you.